Effect of wheelchair maintenance on the total rolling resistance of manual wheelchair. Medyesh Raghi 1, BSc, Bonita Sawatsky 1, 2, 3, PhD, William B. Mortensen PhD 2, 4, 5. One program in experimental medicine, University of British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, 2 International Collaboration on Repair Discoveries, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, 3 Department of Orthopedics, University of British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, 4 Department of Occupational Science and Occupational Therapy, University of British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, 5 GF Strong Rehabilitation Research Lab, British Columbia, Canada. Abstract. Wheelchair maintenance is generally poor, which negatively affects wheelchair performance and efficiency of manual wheelchair use over time. This may contribute to overuse injuries. Unfortunately, many users lack the knowledge and skills needed to maintain their wheelchairs. This study examined changes in wheelchair rolling resistance pre- and post-peer-based wheelchair maintenance training. 15 manual wheelchair users participated in this study. We measured the rolling resistance of their wheelchair before and after wheelchair maintenance training. Trained peer mentors who've provided one session of one-on-one wheelchair maintenance training, which included maintenance of users' current wheelchairs, provided maintenance training. The mean rolling resistance decreased significantly, p less than 0.001, from 13.3 newtons, pre-test to 11.6 newtons, post-test, post-training. The results suggest that wheelchair maintenance training may significantly reduce rolling resistance. Future experimental studies should confirm these findings and evaluate potential long-term health benefits that may be experienced with wheelchair maintenance. Introduction. Wheelchair rolling resistance is affected by a variety of factors. Wheelchair rolling resistance may increase when rear wheels are under inflated tires or axles and or bearings in rear wheels or front casters are poorly maintained. Korshak, Yarasi, Ramanujam, Dyson Hudson, and Sisto, 2009, Sorin et al., 2012, Sawatsky, Kim, and Dennison, 2004. Increased rolling resistance increases the work that users need to perform using their wheelchairs, Kozlerich and Thager, 1985. Many manual wheelchairs are not properly maintained and maintenance training has been recommended for users, WHO, Wheelchair Service Training Package, Basic Level, 2013. A wheelchair maintenance program was developed to teach clinicians how to teach maintenance skills, but the impact on wheelchair users was not evaluated, Toro Hernandez, 2016. Peer mentorship has been recommended as a means of learning new skills, Standal and Jesperson, 2008. Best et al. Reported a positive influence of peer training in the wheelchair skill training for manual wheelchair users. Best, Miller, Houston, Routhier, and Eng, 2016. The purpose of this study was to determine the effect of manual wheelchair maintenance peer training program, iWheel, on wheelchair efficiency, primarily rolling resistance. Hypothesis. We hypothesized that manual wheelchair maintenance peer training program would reduce the rolling resistance of participants' wheelchairs. Methods. The study used a pre-post-test design. Participants were recruited via posters and advertisement on the Research Center's website. A convenience sample of 15 wheelchair users were recruited. To be part of the study, users needed to be greater than 18 years. Wheelchair users, able to provide their own consent and use a wheelchair as their primary means of mobility. Participants were required to attend the research center 3 times on 3 non-consecutive days with their manual wheelchair. 2 visits for data collection and 1 visit for wheelchair maintenance training. They were allowed to bring an assistant or ask for an assistant to complete the wheelchair training session, second visit. Participants completed their maintenance training during the second visit. All participants were informed and signed the university-approved consent form. Data collection procedure. to perform the drag test, De Groot, De Bruin, Newman, and van der Wouwoude, 2008, we mounted a force transducer, Omega Engineering, Incorporated, Stamford, CT, USA, on wheelchair treadmill, Max Mobility, LLC, Antioch, TN, USA, and then connected the participant's wheelchair frame to the force transducer using non-elastic rope. A drag force test was performed while participant sat passively in their wheelchair on a treadmill at a constant speed of 1.1 m/s. Cowan, Boninger, Sawansky, Mate Sawyer, and Cooper, 2008. Results from the drag test and recorded mass, combined wheelchair and participant, were used to calculate the rolling resistance. The wheelchair drag test was performed during pre- and post-training visits. Intervention. Mentors were trained during an intensive full-day workshop, which was performed by an experienced equipment specialist. Each mentor was provided with a maintenance toolkit and an iWheel maintenance training syllabus, which was used during all training sessions. Ashelge, Mortensen, Ian, and Sawansky, 2016. Each mentor provided 3 hours of hands-on manual wheelchair training to each mentee. Statistical analysis. We performed pair t-test to determine if there was a significant difference between pre- and post-training sessions for rolling resistance. Results. Table 1. Demographic table parameter, mean, count, participant, age, Y, 51. Sex, male, 12. Length of injury, Y, 15. Hours of wheelchair use day. 10 Table 1 reports the demographic information about the participants. The participants' mean age was 51 years, and 80% of them were male. Figure 1. Pre- and post-rolling resistance. As noted in Figure 1, the mean rolling resistance decreased significantly, p less than 0.001, from 13.3 newtons, pre-test, to 11.6 newtons, post-test, post-training. Discussion. Results from this study supported our hypothesis that following peer mentorship, a maintained manual wheelchair would have less rolling resistance. This suggests that peer training may be effective ways of improve wheelchair efficiency, but this would need to be verified in future research. Declaration of interest. The authors declare no conflict of interest. References. Best, K. Miller, W. C. Houston, G. Routhier, F. and Eng, J. J. 2016. Peer-led wheelchair training improves wheelchair use self-efficacy and wheelchair skills. A pilot randomized controlled trial. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 9710, E28. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.apmr.2016.08.079. Cowan, R. E. Boninger, M. L. Sawansky, B. J. Mate Sawyer, B. D. and Cooper, R. A. 2008. Preliminary outcomes of the Smart Wheel Users Group Database, a proposed framework for clinicians to objectively evaluate manual wheelchair propulsion. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 89-260-268. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.apmr.2007.08.141. De Groot, S. De Bruin, M. Newman, S. P. and van der Wouwoude, L. H. V. 2008. Mechanical efficiency and propulsion technique after 7 weeks of low-intensity wheelchair training. Clinical Biomechanics, Bristol, Avon, 23434441. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.climbiomech.2007.11.001. Ashrogi, M. Mortensen, W. B. Ian, D. and Sawatsky, B. J. 2016, May 2nd. iWheel Wheelchair Maintenance Training Program. Retrieved January 30th, 2017, from http://www.iwheel.ca/documents/. Kozlerich, J. J. and Thacker, J. G. 1985. Wheelchair Tire Rolling Resistance and Fatigue. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 22-3, 2541. Gworshuk, A. M. Yarasi, M. Ramanujam, A. Dyson Hudson, T. A. and Sisto, S. A. 2009. Evaluation of Wheelchair Tire Rolling Resistance Using Dynamometer-Based Coast-Down Tests. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 46-7, 931-938. Sorit, C. Baskuau, J. De Saint-Rémy, N. Pilot, H. Vasselin, P. and Levest, F. 2012. Assessment of Field Rolling Resistance of Manual Wheelchairs. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 49-1, 6374. Sawatsky, B. J. Kim, W. O. and Dennison, I. 2004. The Ergonomics of Different Tires and Tire Pressure During Wheelchair Propulsion. Ergonomics, 4714-1475-1483. https://doi.org/10.1080/0014013041233129862. Standrell, Oivind F., and Jesperson, E. 2008. Peers as Resources for Learning. A Situated Learning Approach to Adapted Physical Activity in Rehabilitation. Adapted Physical Activity Quarterly, 25-3, 208-227. https://doi.org/10.1123/apac.25.3.208. Toro Hernandez, M. L. 2016, January 15. Development, Implementation, and Dissemination of a Wheelchair Maintenance Training Program, University of Pittsburgh ETD. Retrieved January 30, 2017, from http://d-scholarship.pitt.edu/26290/WHO. Wheelchair Service Training Package, Basic Level. 2013, June. Retrieved December 30, 2016, from http://www.who.int/disabilities/technology/wheelchair-package/on/. Acknowledgements. The authors would like to thank mentors for their collaboration during wheelchair maintenance sessions.